The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Yes, indeed. Top five. Five most important things that you should hear today. That's the way we look at it. After you're done with it, I think a lot of people shake their head and go, "That you thought that was the most important thing?" Well, at least
but these ones today especially are very important.
Yes. Yesterday, I should mention, before we get going with the top five, yesterday we were talking about coyotes, right? We had a person who was a coyote expert.
Did you have an encounter with a coyote last night?
No, the Channel 5 is reporting that there's a kid who got, how old is the kid, 9? Is that what you said? 5. 5. 5-year-old kid bitten by a coyote in Lincoln Park.
Oh, boy.
Mom, Dad, I got a new pet. It's Mr. Coyote.
Can I pet the dog? Don't pet the dog.
Do not engage with that dog, son.
It's probably the same coyote that they found in Lincoln Park. Right? It was in the real fancy neighborhood over there, like the multi-million dollar homes. The coyote knew what it was doing. Right? It's no fool.
All the small dogs
Number
are up there.
Five.
Right, the cute small dogs are all there. The coyote's like, hey, it's good eating over here. All right, let's, and maybe some mating. You never know, because there's like, you know, the pretty ones. Yeah. And coyotes and dogs have been known to, you know, canoodle.
Fancy food in the alley.
That's how you get a lot of the poodles, canoodling.
All right. President Trump today reiterated his position regarding the Iranian nuclear deal and says that other nations who agreed to it should follow the U.S. lead here and break away from it. President says Iran's aggressions have gotten worse since the deal was signed in 2015.
The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal, or JCPOA. And we must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place. We must also make a deal that allows Iran to thrive and prosper and take advantage of its enormous untapped potential.
I found today fascinating. These last 24 hours have just been such a study in what happens when major events actually occur and how will the Trump administration respond to them. This, you know, you anticipate, obviously, you had the killing of the Iranian general, right? So everybody agrees was a bad guy, and then the debate was it the right time to kill him, right? It was the right time to you know, involve yourself in a basically a political assassination. So you go from that then to the Iranians throwing missiles out of Tehran, landing on our assets in Iraq, but nobody getting hurt. So it's almost like the two sides want to, they have to appeal to their domestic interests, but they don't really want to go over the edge. And I thought the president was one of his most measured and presidential today. Except for the entrance. There was a lot of flourish on the entrance where he had the generals
dramatic.
All sort of line up in an echelon, and then he came out through the middle.
I was waiting for
Yeah.
Actually, there was some music. Wasn't there some like drum rolling or something? Trumpets? I feel like there was something. Maybe it was just playing in my head.
Maybe the camera is going. So maybe that's it. It's just in your head.
It made sense.
But, you know, he stayed on the script, and he was, you know, he was strong, but he wasn't deliberately provocative. Except a little bit about domestic politics. He did blame the previous administration, blame the Obama administration for the JCPOA, and that, you know, nobody did this before, and, you know, he's having to clean up the mess, which is, you know, part of the politics of this. The president certainly has been, you know, not shy about being political in these moments. But he also did something that I think he sent a message to our allies and to the rest of the world that cooler heads, there can be cooler heads at this White House, and they have prevailed. And that's important, I think, to this. And we'll just have to see what happens here. There were rockets that were launched today in Baghdad. It's unclear who those actors are, though. And are they just trying to create chaos and see these two sides start to, you know, reignite? I don't think it's over yet, but I do think that this was a good day for America. Better day for America than yesterday was, for sure. All right, we'll get to your four, your three, your two, and your one, including, Jay Cutler makes his way back into the top five at five. That's all coming your way. But first, let's check in with Lauren Lapko. What's happening on the roads and the skies?
When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
We are in the top five most important pieces of audio we think you should hear today. You might disagree.
Number four.
Several residents of the Lakeview community are pushing to get a big crowd at the police community meeting tonight. Their issue is crime and attacks on the L, especially the red line. Greg Ignatius, who has Parkinson's disease, is recovering from an attack on Friday and vows to keep riding the CTA, but also explains how blatant and aggressive the attackers are.
And it just hit me, and it just whack. And he did it four times in a row in quick succession. And as I'm crumpling down, the escalator is obviously still moving. I didn't get robbed. My collapse was what they didn't expect. Look for anything that seems even the slightest bit strange or out of character.
That's CBS2 talking to that man. And he's right. You got to sort of keep your head on a swivel and look for things that, try to avoid things that look like they're coming at you. Right? I mean, that's the thing, is that
L stuff is scary. It seems like weekly we're seeing attacks on the L.
I already don't like public transportation because I don't feel safe, but now people really do have a valid reason to not want to take it.
Riders are looking for more security, and others feel as though the crime problem just goes deeper.
I think that with addressing resources, mental health, and other more preventative measures, right? Because I'm all about being proactive rather than reactive.
I try to keep myself safe, but more security would, I'm sure, go a long way.
I would like more visible security, whether it's people in uniform or cameras. I know they're there, but they don't seem to be working when people are doing things.
Well, the cameras are working. The cameras are amazing, but the CTA has. The CTA is one of the most robust camera programs in America for public transportation. And it's there. When you get pictures from the CTA, from a train or a bus, where people or a stop, and where people have done the wrong thing, you can, it's so easy to identify who that person is.
Yeah, two girls came forward and admitted they were part of a robbery, I believe, on one of the trains.
Right.
Because they saw their picture out there.
Right, because it's so clear.
Yeah.
Right?
You're going to get caught anyways.
Right, and maybe some adults in their life were able to get to them. And again, I say adults because a lot of these are being
teens.
Perpetrated by teenagers, right? Mm-hmm. And again, with all due respect to people who, let's get to the root causes of these sorts of things. That's not going to help tomorrow, right? Someone's going to get hurt tomorrow. Somebody might get thrown down an escalator or robbed or whatever it is. If people want to do that and they found an effective way to do it, great. But in the meantime, there does have to be something so people will feel safer about being on the CTA. I mean, let's not be completely foolish about this.
Number three.
A jiu-jitsu professor and second-degree black belt stopped a would-be thief rummaging through his car outside his martial arts studio on the north side. Now, okay, you see, this is where, criminals are dumb. That's the whole thing. So I'm going to rummage through a car in front of the jiu-jitsu school and see how that goes. Perhaps he thought it was a restaurant. He noticed someone suspiciously standing near a friend's car. Someone alerted this is Idris Redzovic. I hope that I'm pronouncing that right. Because let's face it, the guy knows jiu-jitsu and I don't want to tick him off.
He's on edge right now, too.
Yeah. He alerted Redzovic that the same guy was in his car, and the instructor and another coach quickly ran out of the studio and pulled the suspect inside.
I grabbed him over the shoulder, and I threw him out the car. And as I threw him out the car, I made sure I pinned my knee on his chest and controlled his wrist, so if he had any weapons or he tried to hit me, he couldn't do anything to me.
I love how we went to full instructor mode. He's like, all right, so pin the hand on his back. Use your knee. Get him in the neck, in the back of the neck. Then he can't move. He just went into instructor mode and explained how he got the guy.
That was from NBC5. But instead of pressing charges, he decided to use the incident as a teaching moment. That's what he told Channel 9.
I believe positivity, people feed off that. So if I could be that positive influence, maybe it could be a snowball towards a better direction in life. And hopefully he snaps out and he learns from this lesson and never does it again. Because it could have ended 10 times worse if someone else grabbed him, like a game banger or somebody.
Yeah. Right. Although his neck probably still hurts.
I could have snapped his arm in 17 places, but I didn't.
That's true.
Next time he comes around, hopefully he learned his lesson.
Right. I could kill you with my fingernail. I'm a second-degree black belt, sir.
We're using this as a teaching moment.
Yeah. Listen, that's a Chicago hero right there. Thank you. Thank you. And not only is he a hero, he's, you know, he's a guy that also understands mercy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. That guy not going to become around there no more. I can tell you that. All right. Checking in at. Don't tell me.
Number two.
Kristen Cavallari has found the one sport that Jay Cutler isn't a pro at. In a new clip from season 3 of Very Cavallari, returning to your television on Thursday, the Uncommon James boss, that would be her, that's the name of her company, right? Uncommon James?
Mm-hmm.
She sells blue jeans for $1,000 a piece. Right. And woven purses for $500.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That she says that she and her husband went on a double date with Justin Anderson and his boyfriend Scoot.
What a name.
That seems like an insult. This isn't any ordinary double date, as the foursome swung by, were swinging an axe at a throwing range. Kristen wanted proper instruction on how to throw the axe. Jay, however, decided that he just wanted to basically learn himself.
I'm a little concerned, not gonna lie.
I don't know about this. Okay, I feel like I'm gonna be so bad at this.
Women tend to be better than men.
Really?
Okay. Sexist.
I'm so nervous.
I'll go first.
All right, Jay's gonna go first.
I'll go first. I'll take the pressure off.
Is he gonna kill it?
Probably. He's in all kinds of sports. All right, let's see.
Oh, really?
Jay.
He keeps missing.
Just stick on the board. All you gotta do, just stick on the board. Stick on the board.
A lot more energy I've ever seen from him in any Bears game.
Right, he wasn't upset when he overthrew a receiver.
Right.
A
little emotion from Cuddy to give an idea how much Bears fans have lost their mind over last season or this season. People are like, you know, Cutler's a free agent.
I'm
like,
don't
even go there.
Oh my god,
don't even go there.
there are people like, you know, Sid Luckman may be dead, but he still might be able to play.
I mean, let's consider Luckman, maybe.
Right.
I'm like,
we could unbury him and bring him.
He'll call it a free agent. I'm like, no, don't go there.
Marcus Mariota's available. Well, Marcus Mariota wasn't starting for a reason. All right. Wait, you got to hear this. This is my favorite cut of the week, maybe the month.
Number one.
All right, now the marijuana is legal in Illinois and specifically in Chicago. Didn't take long for Stephen Colbert to sink his teeth. Here he is talking about he's got a couple of individuals saying the roles of Chicago style bud tenders.
Are you craving some Chicago-style marijuana? Then come on down to Potillo's on South Pulaski. Hello, I'm Fat Al. And I'm Southside Donnie. Potillo's, where you can get a brat with some pot. Like our char cheddar Polish joints, smothered in cheese and topped with sweet and hot peppers.
Or try a slice of our deep dish kush, a butter crust, 6 inches of cheese and sauce, and some Primo Chronic.
We also have a large selection of water pipes.
Da bongs.
So come on down to Potillo's. For Chicago style, wacky tabacky, come to Potillo's on South Pulaski.
Hey, don't bogart that dog.
Oh my god,
that's pretty good. the accent is absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm. Portillo's. I didn't know he said it that way.
Yeah. So you do wonder where, how the Portillo's people are going to feel about that. I'm just hoping that it's all working out. I think it's going to be just fine. Everybody is. And the visual of it is great too, because they're just stuffing it in deep dish pizza, and you know that's coming.
Oh, for sure.
You know that the guys over at Giordano's are thinking about this. Hey, wait a second. All right, let's close it up.
The top five at five.